Yeah. It's amazing that anything ever gets done, you know, from my perspective.
There's a lot of people who feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, and I can understand. I think a lot of people have wanted to address this issue around the pit over many years. And I think the sheer amount of money it costs to do that, and plus the amount of red tape to get through to actually make it happen, has just, I think, made people just drop out of it.
Now, I don't know enough about the project or, you know, where it's like physically located and all of that. But does Mac Moran have anything to do with this?
Right. Yeah, they're a big piece of this too. Okay. So
are they being helpful?
Yes and no. They have given us funding. Okay. They gave the Bisbee Bikeways Project $25,000, which was very helpful because inevitably that meant that I could continue working on this project. So that was a huge help. They've been helpful with regards to the Lavender Pit Path. There's another section that we are trying to work on with them that actually was the original piece of shared use path that I was wanting to get done. And I ended up getting sort of refocused on the Lavender Pit. But and that's because the majority of people in Bisbee told me that's where they wanted to see a safe bike and pedestrian right. path was around the Lavender Pit. So that's what we ended up focusing on. But from Bakerville to Naco, there are railroad tracks that Freeport owns. And it would be ideal if we could turn that into a shared use path.
Well, and there is I believe there's a national program called Rails to Trails, isn't there?
There is, but they're mainly at this point an advocacy group. Okay. They don't I think they used to do more like actual construction type things with trails, but what I've encountered when I've reached out to them is it's more of an advocacy group now.
Got it. So they don't have any authority.
They don't
to
have
actually,
any teeth in this.
Right.
You know?
Well, and that's what leads me, and once again, this is me. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or anybody else's mouth. But it's like, I'm assuming that Mac Moran has a lot of juice in this state.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they have a lot of juice around the world, at least used to. And I've not to talk about this project, but I've invited somebody from Mac Moran to come on the show. I hope that happens because I want to learn about what they're doing locally. I want to learn about what they're doing globally, all of that kind of stuff. And I know that they have given money to various organizations in this community, and yay for them for doing it. And at the same time, my guess is if somebody high up in Mac Moran called somebody high up in the state or the county or ADOT or whatever it would be and said, hey, you know what, guys, we'd really like to, what can we do to help make this happen? I think it would be helpful, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when I started researching Freeport, it's really quite a fascinating story, actually, how it sort of came to the place that it's at as one of the global mining companies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the third largest or maybe the second largest.
It's got to be right up there. I off the top of my head, I don't remember them all. And I don't, it could have been, and it may have actually been part of Rio Tinto at one point. I don't really remember. But there's a number of big global players, and Mac Moran is one of them.
Yeah. And I kind of researched it a bit just to see, you know, what their background was. And the CEO, from what I read, made last year $13.1 million or something is his salary. And yeah, these are powerful people. The Freeport, the land that they own, it really is in between all the neighborhoods of Bisbee. And so it's crucial that we get their help with moving this project forward so that we can create this network that connects all these neighborhoods. And it's very challenging to get them to say, yeah, you can use this piece of land to connect these neighborhoods.
Well, and once again, I mean, we don't have time to do it. I would like at some point to have you on again to really just dive into the project, right? Because this is more like, we're kind of like overview of stuff. And I know there's another grant I want to ask you about. But, I mean, you know, because there's all kinds of stuff because, you know, I mean, once again, I don't know. I do have some experience working in issues related to mining, which is why I'm going to say what I'm saying next, is a lot of times these places are like Superfund sites and things like that. And so you have all of this issue of, you know, cleanup and what level of cleanup and those kinds of things and liability and all of, you know, there's a lot that goes on with all of this. But the one thing I know for sure is if you have powerful corporate people who are willing to pick up a phone and call people up in government and say, hey, you know what I mean? We want to do this good thing. How can you help us help you? That always, that very rarely is that a bad move, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we could get the CEO or the CFO on the phone and say, and the CFO actually, from what I read, she enjoys her shared use paths in Phoenix that she uses.
Yeah.
And so I am hoping that somehow I can, you know, bridge the boundary between me and these powerful people and get this project really moving forward. It's, you know, but we all have to remember again, you know, a lot of people like to point fingers at mining companies and say, like, this is what's wrong. It comes back to our lifestyle. You know, we're using smartphones,
right,
and cars, electric cars, even electric bikes that require lithium mining. People are getting displaced down in Sonora from the lithium mining.
Sure.
And that
they're
is
getting
going
ready
in,
to try the, to try lithium mining at the Salton Sea.
Yeah, I've read that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. I mean, because it is, it's always easy to say they're the bad guy. I'm the good guy, they're the bad guy. Well, it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, like, I'm using this.
Yeah.
You know, and there's lots of other things that I use that would not exist
without copper or,
So that's a really good point. We are talking with Megan Connolly of Bisbee Bikeways, and this is KBRP LP Bisbee. We only have a few minutes left, which is why I would really like to have you come in. And Megan, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, pull the coattail here. You know, Megan goes, that's a lot of time. I don't know if we'll be. It's like, oh, yeah. There's a lot to talk about, and I would love to have you back on, particularly just to really delve into these projects. So there's the Lavender
Pit.
Right. And so the $4.5 million is designed to come up with doing design, the final design work for that, and construction.
Right.
And but that will also include a lot of approvals and things like that along the way that will still have to happen. Am I correct?
Yeah, like environmental approvals.
And so then you just, Bisbee Bikeways just got another grant as well. Is that correct?
Well, it's technically not a grant. It's through the appropriations funding. So Ann Kirkpatrick, our former congressional representative, before we were redistricted to Grijalva's, she submitted this through her appropriations requests. And so, you know, this was kind of on the back burner, and I knew that it was slowly moving forward through Congress, but I didn't have any, honestly, I wasn't putting a lot of stock that it would get through Congress because I didn't know if they were going to pass
the omnibus. Well, generally, that's wise.
Yeah, and I didn't know if they were going to pass the omnibus bill or not. And amazingly, they did. And so it's another $4 million. That we recently found out just before Christmas that we're getting. And now that was submitted for the Lavender Pit Path as well.
Okay.
And so we may end up needing that with construction because construction has gone up so much and inflation has gone up so much since this study was completed. So we might end up needing some of that. And we are hoping that we can use whatever's left over for another portion of the network of pathways.
So let me ask you this. Is Grijalva's office, are they being supportive?
Well, it's funny, right? So Ann Kirkpatrick's no longer around.
Sure.
So I, as soon as we found out the omnibus bill passed, I was trying to reach people in Kirkpatrick's office. Nobody's there. There's no website. You can't reach anyone. They're gone, completely gone. So who do I talk to about this, right? So I reached out to Grijalva's office and the deputy director. They're actually here today, or they were here yesterday. she gave me some information about HUD. So HUD is the agency that it would come through.
Housing and Urban Development.
Exactly. But she doesn't know anything more than that. So I'm just kind of waiting to hear from someone from HUD to find out what the parameters are of that funding. So we won't know possibly for another 6 months.
Well, Grijalva's PR guy is sending me press releases every 10 minutes.
I mean, oh, really?
So, yeah, not about this project, just about stuff, you know. That, so it's like, you know, yeah, you, hey, how about Bisbee Bikeways?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was kind of a mixed reaction. It was like, well, we didn't submit it, so, I can't really help you. But then, oh, but you're part of our district now. So here, I'll throw you this little piece of information.
Right, yeah. You know, well, yeah, it's, well, you know, and you know what? If somebody from Mac Moran called Grijalva's office,
their movement
would happen.
Absolutely,
I could pretty well guarantee that.
I agree.
So, Megan, we just have a few minutes left, and I guess the main thing I want to ask you is, well, a couple of things. One is I want to invite you to come back on at some
point.
Thanks,
definitely.
The other one is to ask you, you know, what's the most important thing about all of this? Because, you know, we've kind of been bouncing back and forth on stuff. But what's the most important thing you'd like people to know? And how can people be supportive of the work that you and Bisbee Bikeways and Stephanie and your husband, and I'm sure your kids to one degree or another, are doing, you know, to try and improve the quality of life in this community?
Yeah. Well, this is so one thing that I just want to let people kind of come away with is like, and maybe be inspired by, is that this, I just saw this as something that I felt needed to happen. Really, the main reason for me, the motivator, is my children, and I'm worried about climate change. And so I wanted to reduce the amount of cars on the road. But in doing so, I also wanted to create a safe space for them to get around and get outside and away from screens. So this whole thing just started with me seeing something that I felt needed to change. And it's, you know, me as an individual female facing these entrenched government bureaucracies, let's face it, a male-dominated paradigm that we live in, and the amount of work it's taken, but still yet, through all these challenges, have gotten to this point where we have 8.5 million, and this is moving forward now. I hope people can look at that as inspiration to say, yeah, I want to get this happening. I can do this. Definitely, we need help financially. People can make donations through our website, www.bisbeebikeways.com. Another way to really help is to make sure that you let the city council know that you are supportive of this and you want this to move forward, as well as the county supervisors with the Sun Corridor Trail. And then we are going to hopefully do a fundraiser in May at the Jonquil. We'll let people know about that. But just kind of spreading the word and helping us to get more out there, and so that people know what we're doing and make sure they can help out if they want to. And yeah, anyone can reach out to me through the website if they're interested.
And the website, once again?
It's www.bisbeebikeways.com. And then my email is bisbeebikeways@gmail.com. And it's Megan Connolly. And then my phone number, if people want to call about the project, 917-660-4681.
Megan Connolly of Bisbee Bikeways, thank you for being with us on KBRP's Weekly Magazine.
Thank you
very much. Really appreciate it.